The Vatican's representative to the United Nations in Geneva has addressed public reaction to Pope Benedict XVI's recent speech at the University of Regensburg, Germany. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi was speaking Monday to participants of the second session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, calling the session an opportunity to place the Pope's speech into a proper perspective in a spirit of peaceful and constructive dialogue. The Archbishop referred to the Pope's speech as having one clear objective, to enlarge the horizon of reason, to include in it the dimension of religion, and thereby to start a universal dialogue based on reason. With this in mind, he said the Pope aimed to defend the value of humanity's religious cultures, including Islam. The quote that the Pope took from a Byzantine emperor that led to the current controversy was used for its reference to violence as something unreasonable, incompatible with the nature of God and the nature of the soul. This part of the quotation, Archbishop Tomasi said, the Pope saw as applying to any believer, Christian, Muslim, or of any other faith. The Vatican Observer to the UN also noted that much progress has been made in recent years in the mutual understanding between religions. The road ahead, he said, calls for even deeper knowledge of other faiths and cultures, for religious literacy, for an understanding and remedy of the social causes that prompt the wrong use of religion. It calls, he said, for that sense of solidarity as a human family that is the deep aspiration of all religions and the base for genuine dialogue and a future of peace. But how are Muslims and Christians reacting to the controversy in the Middle East? Well, to find out, I spoke to Jesuit Father Salah Abu Jaudi, who directs the Institute of Islamic and Christian Studies at St. Joseph's University in Beirut. He says Lebanon has stood out as a beacon of tolerance and respect between Christians, Druze, and Muslims.
In fact, we didn't have in Lebanon any reactions in the streets, which have been the case in some other countries, neither any kind of violence. And this is due in the first place to the fact that Lebanese, from all confessions after the series of wars they underwent, seem favorable of exercising self-control and adopt peaceful means to resolve their internal problems. In the second place, concerning this specific regard, the comments or critics of Muslim leaders, either politicians or religious, were very responsible in the sense that they did criticize the Pope's remarks. They asked for clarification or precisely for a formal apology, but in a specific tone. As to the Christian clerics, they reiterate the Vatican's responses, mainly that the Pope never intended to offend Muslims, neither to discuss Islam at all. He was discussing faith, reason, and university. The quote he used from over 600 years ago should be understood in this context. What he made clear was a decisive rejection of any violence in the name of religion. And this is, I think, common to all leaders and responsibles.
Dr. Mohammed Samak is a Muslim and director of the National Committee for Christian-Muslim Dialogue in Lebanon. For many years, he has worked closely with the Vatican and with the Christian community in Lebanon on issues of dialogue. He also has participated in the Lebanese Synod of Bishops here in the Vatican back in the 1990s. Dr. Samak says his office is working with religious leaders in Lebanon to allay negative tensions by collaborating in a spirit of mutual respect.
We are working to build walls against this inflation of these reactions. We are succeeded so far in Lebanon. The reaction is limited. We have talked to all the imams of the mosques to speak in a calm language. But we need a revival, if I can use this word, a revival of the spirit of Jean-Paul II towards interreligious dialogue and toward Christian-Muslim understanding and dialogue on the basis of the Vatican II.
As in Dr. Samak's own work, that spirit of dialogue has been the heart of efforts by Father Salah to bring Muslims and Christians into closer dialogue and understanding. So is the current crisis surmountable? Father Salah says that depends on how religious leaders are prepared to handle the issues.
As long as political issues are kept aside, I think it will be a temporary controversy. A reinforcement of openness initiatives toward Islam on the part of the Vatican, especially reawakening, if I can say, the Assisi spirit, would be very important, very helpful now. That will confirm more and more the willingness of the Catholic Church to continue its dialogue and its tight collaborations with all religions for a better humanity.
What are the Christian leaders there in Lebanon doing to try to repair relations between the Catholic Church and Islam?
In fact, the relations in Lebanon were not interrupted because of the Pope's remarks. The daily life, the daily common life between Muslims and Christians continues normally. At the political level, for instance, the question didn't change the scene at all. We still have the same political blacks who are debating on national questions since the end of the recent war. So we didn't have any interruption of the daily life between Muslims and Christians.
On a global level, do you think this controversy has changed, let's say, the terms of a future interreligious dialogue? And if so, how so?
Well, this incident can have, in my opinion, can have positive repercussions on future religious dialogue. If religious instances can limit all intellectual dialogue exclusively in an academic framework and be guided by specialists. On the other hand, emphasis should be on the capability of people, either they are Muslims, Christians, or from any other religion, to live peacefully together and to build their common good together, despite their doctrinal differences. All what concern current questions like faith and reason, professional ethics, globalization, social justice, and so on, should be discussed in an academic framework by specialists.
In his speech at Regensburg University and in numerous other discourses, Pope Benedict has made it clear, as did his predecessor John Paul II, that no religion, Christian or otherwise, should use violence in the name of God. Could this controversy then actually open up a positive debate within the world's different religions about the use of violence?
I don't think that the religious leaders in Islam in any way are in favor of using violence in the name of God. Not at all. They renounce, in fact, fanaticism. They renounce any kind of violence. That's why that's what we hear in Lebanon here most of the time. They are not in favor of using violence in the name of God. Now there are certain situations where we can see a kind of a war that has a certain religious color, either Christian or Muslim. This should be handled by politicians and not by religious leaders.
If the recent war in Lebanon is a matter for politicians to debate, then renouncing violence for the sake of religion should be a matter for all religious leaders to address. Dr. Samak recalls Pope John Paul II's statements following the September 11th attacks in 2001, urging all religions to renounce violence committed in the name of God.
He said that the disengagement between religion, any religion, and terrorism. And this encouraged Muslims to raise their voice against terrorism and to say that those who hijack Islam, who speak on Islam, or who commit crimes like this on behalf of Islam have nothing to do with Islam. Islam is against terrorism. Islam believes that killing one innocent person is like killing all humanity. Now, this is the way Christian-Muslim relations can be built, on mutual understanding, on mutual respect, and in mutual cooperation.
But if he could, what would Father Salah say to Muslims with regard to the current controversy?
First of all, this should not interrupt in any way the peaceful coexistence. Should not interrupt the collaboration between Muslims and Christians for a better world. We all need to give diplomacy the necessary time to dissipate all misunderstanding. As well, we all, Christians and Muslims, should be aware not to leave any possibility to exploit this incident in political issues. In my opinion, now this is the danger, to exploit this incident politically. We should keep it in its context.
While expressing concern about the current difficulties, Dr. Samak says he's confident in the Vatican's longtime commitment to improving relations between Christianity and Islam, and he encourages his fellow Muslims to keep the faith.
Certainly, there are issues from the Vatican since 1964-65, the Vatican II, and Paul VI, Pope also, when he visited the Middle East, very constructive statements regarding relations with Islam. Jean-Paul II actually built a castle of Christian-Muslim understanding and cooperation. We have a very huge heritage on which we shouldn't leave it for a statement that we didn't like or misinterpreted by the Pope. We should actually go back to these issues, this heritage from the Vatican and from the Muslim side, and to build on it and to overcome the difficulties we are facing now. What we need is something positive, something constructive, and to rebuild Christian-Muslim relations on the basis of belief, on the basis of respect, love, and cooperation.
And a very warm thanks there to my guest, Dr. Mohammed Samak, director of the National Committee for Christian-Muslim Dialogue in Lebanon. We also heard from Father Salah Abu Jaudeh, director of the Institute of Islamic and Christian Studies at St. Joseph's University in Beirut.